Hey, we're back on Downtown. It's time to talk Black Bear football like we do every Monday with the head coach of the Bears, Nick Charlton, joining us. Nick, a good afternoon to you.
Rich, good afternoon.
How was your bye week?
It was good. It was good. It was productive during the week, and you know, we had some good practices. We were able to, you know, do some self-scout stuff, like some good-on-good, one-v-one type stuff, and then we got ahead on Richmond, and then also we were able to do something we haven't done here since I've been here, but we did a threes and young guys live scrimmage on Thursday, and, you know, that's a credit to some of the depth and the personnel that we have, but we were able to do that, and that was a lot of fun.
Well, that's excellent. How's the health of the team after a little bit of time off?
Oh, it's good. I mean, we have pretty much everybody back now. Obviously, there's some of the guys that are, you know, out for the year, but overall, we should be getting most of the guys who are banged up back here this weekend.
Well, you get ready for another big CAA game as Richmond comes to town, and boy, if there's one thing that you can guarantee week in and week out, it's that the league is unpredictable, and some really exciting and wild games over the weekend involving, well, teams like Villanova and JMU getting taken right to the wire. To me, that just accentuates the fact that in this league, anybody can beat anybody.
Yeah, I mean, the whole, like, transitive property idea doesn't really work in our league. You know, you can't watch one game and then think anything about it compared to another one. It's just, it's amazing how every week it's competitive. You don't know what's going to happen, and, you know, one team can surprise somebody. So, you know, just for us, we got to take everybody very seriously, and, you know, for us, we got to play our best football no matter what.
And obviously at that point in the season where you really do need, not that you don't always do this, but you really need to take them one game at a time. Richmond comes in this week. What'll be a couple of keys for you to be successful?
I mean, it's sticking to the same principles in terms of things that we need to improve upon. You know, we got to be able to stop the run and tackle on D, and you know, that's always a big part of the plan. And then offensively, it's about the turnovers and winning that battle and being able to have balance. So, for us, they present a number of different challenges. It's a good football team, so we got to play well.
Now, when you did that self-scouting, were there anything that stood out? Any tendencies that maybe you weren't aware of in the heat of the moment?
I mean, we try to be very proactive on that stuff. Like, I check it with the staff pretty often at the beginning of every week. So there was a couple things that were smaller tendency type things. It wasn't anything crazy, but there was a few things to look at, and everybody has tendencies, so you gotta go through those and see what it is. The difference being, it's like, oh, this is something we do well, versus, hey, we got to be aware of this. So I think we ironed a lot of that stuff out, and again, we get out of the bye week a lot better.
Now, what do you do as a coach during the week? Obviously, the players get a little bit of break. They're not out there every day practicing, but do you try and keep your routine the same?
It's similar. There's some other elements to it. It's a little bit more self-scout, like I said. There's more recruiting throughout the week. Like, we were able to get out and go to some games over the weekend. And then, you know, in terms of the practice schedule, it's a little bit different, but the routine's very, very similar. You try to create that, and there's always another opponent, so we wanted to get ahead on Richmond. So it's a little bit of both, I'd say.
Now, I did notice, I'm not spilling any state secrets here because it was on social media, but you did manage to squeeze in a little bit of time to catch up on Grey's Anatomy, I see.
Yeah, my favorite show. You know, it's really good to be able to preview some good television. But my wife is a loyal supporter. I believe it's like 17 seasons or something like that. So I've been... I'm not afraid to say I've been very privy to Grey's Anatomy here in my life with my wife. So I appreciate that, Rich. And yes, I'm all caught up.
It's good that you can share that as a family. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. Usually there's something else on while that's going on. There will be no volume, but it's usually football. But yes, I am aware of what's going on at this point in the show. So thank you.
Excellent. Glad to hear that. Hope you have a great week of practice. Maine and Richmond coming up on Saturday, and we'll see you up there, Coach.
Thanks, Rich. I'll see you.
That's Nick Charlton talking Black Bear football. Joins us every Monday on Downtown. Our Black Bear Report is brought to you by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718 and by Creative Print Services. Whatever your business needs, Creative Print Services is here to help. Call them at 947-2250 or visit online at creative.com. www.cyclingpodcast.com.